We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally. All right, welcome back. And today we're going on some adventures in liver and basically adventures in consuming liver. Why would anybody want to eat liver? I'm sure most people, when they hear of liver, they kind of cringe and think it's gross, and which I would generally agree, because my experience up until last weekend was pretty much that, yes, it is. I think ultimately you need to be very skilled in the methods of how to cook that, and I am not that. So, but why would you even want to consume liver? What is the reason to even do that? Benefits of liver is nature's most concentrated source of vitamin A. It's got B12, other B vitamins. It's got tons of iron, choline, copper, folic acid, and many other things. K2, selenium, copper. It also has zinc. There's so many. It's basically nature's vitamin and minerals all wrapped into one nice organ meat. And if you're going to consume it, you're best to go with a grass-fed, grass-finished version. Know your sourcing for that. And so why are we talking about liver? Do you want to kind of fill people in a bit?
So, literally, I've known for a long time that liver is like nature's multivitamin. There's so many benefits to eating it. But we tried to eat liver. We followed a carnivore diet for more than a year, starting in 2019, I'm pretty sure. And so we tried couple times to eat liver, and we tried cooking it like in the frying pan. We tried cooking it with lots of onions. We tried cooking it with bacon, because like, what isn't good with bacon? It ruined the bacon. We couldn't eat it. It was awful. And I really wish that I would have grown up eating liver, but I knew there were so many health benefits to it that both of us wanted to, but we couldn't do it. And so, you know, a couple weeks ago, we saw a recipe online. A friend shared it, and then we also saw it from Dr. Paul Saladino, who's at Carnivore MD on Instagram. And he talked about how like liver just has so many benefits to how you'll feel, like to energy, to stamina, to just overall health, and you don't have to eat a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And he also shared a recipe and said, this recipe is great because it doesn't taste livery. So I was like, okay, maybe this is something that we could try again. So yeah, that's what we tried last weekend. Do you want to share more about the recipe?
Sure. It was pretty simple recipe. Basically, I think it was 3 ounces of liver. There was, I don't remember the specifics of how much it was, but there was ghee, salt, and was there one other thing?
Eggs,
yes, of course. 3 eggs in there as well. And you just basically blend that all together, make sure it's smooth. No chunks in there is definitely required. Having everything room temperature is very helpful for the mix to be done, for the mix to be blended well. And from there, you're basically just kind of making, and you're using has lots of butter or whatever you use the recipe. So you just basically put that in the pan, make sure there's lots of it, and then just pour in the liver batter. And just watch the magic happen. It's very similar to making pancakes, which is something I haven't done in a long, long time. So some of that knowledge came back just watching for the bubbles to see when it was ready to flip. It was a bit of kind of just, I guess, shaking off the rust as far as that process goes. And the first one wasn't as pretty as the next ones afterwards, just as far as the... you know, the kind of outer ring lines you'll see with making pancakes. But yeah, once we got a few of those in and they looked pretty good, the recipe can call for adding butter and honey on it. And we kept it pretty simple. We just put butter on there, some salt, and that it in itself was pretty good, must say. I didn't expect, I wanted to minimalize just to see what it was like without adding other things.
Yeah. And I'm like a total wimp. I was trying to come up with the word. A total wimp when it comes to food. If anything tastes slightly off or is not the right texture, I can be such a dork about that. And these actually weren't bad. There was,
by the way,
like a very minimal liver kind of taste to it. But nothing compared to when you just cook liver. And I know some people really like liver. But this was something that we finished eating them. And I was like, yeah, we should do that again. So that's a big, okay, we're on to something here. As Amanda said, it was 3 ounces of liver. So that's plenty for 2 people to split that. Like it's recommended, like an ounce and a half of liver per week is actually a really good amount for people. You could do more if you wanted to, but afterwards, what was interesting was that it was satiating in the sense that I wasn't hungry after eating them. Didn't feel bloated, had this like kind of boost of energy that I really wasn't expecting, which was neat. And there's no like aftertaste or anything. So I thought it was a really good experience. That being said, the next day, Amanda recorded a video of eating. No, that was the day of. We recorded a video of eating them. And Wimpy Kate was like, I don't want to be caught live biting into something and then making a really horrible face. So I wasn't in the video, but they were actually really good. So if this is something you've been looking for, if you've been looking for ways to add organ meats or to try organ meats, I would recommend trying the pancakes. Mm-hmm. We'll drop the recipe. As Amanda said, it's super easy. It's 4 ingredients. But we'll drop the recipe in like the show notes for this episode so you can try it out. But I thought they were great. So
yeah. I think something very key that you said there, that there's no aftertaste. Mm-mm. And also that there's no, you didn't experience it and I didn't experience any bloating or any upset stomach kind of thing. And that's something I found with having more of a carnivore related diet anyway. So for anyone else who's coming in and just giving this a try, just to know, I think that that's going to be the case, is a good thing to know going in as well.
Yeah. And like our house doesn't stink like liver, like it did when we pan fried it. The smell wasn't, not nice. they were fine. And I mean, I can understand. So you could try them with honey. People have said that they'll drizzle honey on there. That would, I would imagine, get rid of the slight liver taste altogether. You can chop them with fruit. You can eat them like pancakes. Basically, they're just like completely packed with so many minerals and vitamins and really healthy things for your body as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen some people put, did you say fruit on there as well? Fruit and you can kind of dress it up however you want, I guess. Ultimately, if you're getting it in, at least you know there's going to be a benefit from it, no matter what, how you're getting it into your body. So I know other ways, like we've talked about the benefits of liver, even if you purchase some and you could cut it up into small pieces that you could basically freeze it and then take it like a pill. That was another option. Or if you were inclined to actually take a small raw piece of it and swallow that too, I'd probably be more inclined to have it frozen. I can see you're in agreement there.
Nope.
Nothing raw. Yeah. So it's a great way to get some more of nature's vitamins into your system. We highly, highly recommend it. And if you do give this a try, post it online, tag us in it. We'd love to see your recipes, what you came up with, and how you decided to get liver into your diet and into your healthy lifestyle or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. Enjoy.
Yeah. And we'll look forward to talking to you for the next episode. Have a good one.